Okay, we're here tonight. I haven't been on in a while, but I thought I would come on and talk about what I just witnessed on the Oscars. If you don't know already, Will Smith decided to slap somebody. Will Smith's out there slapping people. If you think back to a few years ago, a couple years ago, some guy tried to kiss him. He slapped that guy for trying to kiss him over in Europe. Tonight, he decided to slap Chris Rock over a joke. I mean, it's a joke, but let's put it in perspective. Will Smith is slapping people on the biggest night in TV, on the Oscars. Let me give you some background here. So I guess Chris Rock was giving out the award for best documentary. Made a couple of jokes about Javier Bardem and Denzel in Hamlet, and decided that he wanted to tell a little, you know, a little joke about Jada. Jada was rocking the baldy tonight. She was rocking the bald head. So I guess he decided as a comedian that he would say something about it. Well, Will Smith decided that was a little too far. The joke had something to do with G.I. Jane. Jada Pinkett wasn't even in G.I. Jane. That was Demi Moore. But the fact that she had a bald head, I think that he thought that was comedy fodder. Well, Will Smith took offense to it, walked up on stage on the biggest night in television, and decided to slap this brother right in the face and keep it moving. And then went on to say, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." Yeah. So initially I thought, okay, so initially I'm thinking that's okay. You know, defend your wife, defend your loved one, stop talking slick about people's loved ones. And then I got, the information. So apparently Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from something called alopecia. And I'm not, right now as I'm putting out this podcast, I'm not even sure what alopecia is, other than the fact I think it affects your hair follicles, which would probably cause you to lose your hair. And of course, you decide to go to the baldy. And Chris Rock said something about it. Now, people are very sensitive about some of their ailments that could possibly cause them depression and other things of that nature. So I understand that it was probably a very, very sensitive subject in the Smith household. Pertaining to her condition. And I can only imagine that because it was such a sensitive subject, and maybe there was some sort of, emotional upheaval in her house because of it, that it caused her to be pained, and Will was sensitive to that as well. He decided, you know, to choose violence on national TV. Now, I get it to some degree. I really do. But I think that was too much. I don't care. If it was a joke in bad taste, which it probably was. I don't know. Maybe he was, Chris Rock thought that Jada was doing as a fashion statement and was clowning it. I don't know. I'm not sure he's clowning everybody about their fashion statements. I didn't watch the Oscars to any degree, so I don't know. But if he thought that it was just a fashion statement by her, then maybe it was fair game. However, Will Smith's reaction to it was a little bit simpish. And I'm going to say this only because I just finished reading his book. I just finished reading Will Smith's book. He put out a book last year called Will. And I'm going to say reading loosely only because I listen to it as a as an audio book. I actually ordered the book because that's how I do it. I'll actually listen to the audio book and then order the book and act like I read it. It's a trick. I don't care. I have a lot of time to listen to audiobooks and some of the things I do. So I just listened to his audiobook, and I'm going to tell you, in my estimation or in my opinion, and this is just my opinion alone, listening to the audiobook and as it pertains to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's relationship, and what I know vicariously through the media and, you know, YouTube feeds and Red Tabletop and all this other nonsense. Jada Pinkett Smith is an emotional terrorist. She's an emotional terrorist. If you've ever take, if you take any time at all to either read the book or listen to the book, however you want to ingest this, this good book is a very good book. And I'm telling you right now, it tells you a lot about Will Smith and his trajectory into superstardom and icon, you know, into becoming an icon. He talks a lot about his relationships. He's very forthright about his relationships, stemming from before he became famous until now. But the one that the one thing that really stands out to me about Will Smith's relationships is that Jada Pinkett Smith thinks that her feelings are ultimately law. He doesn't go as far as to indict Jada Pinkett for her feelings. And I feel kind of bad for Will Smith as I, you know, I felt kind of bad for Will Smith as I read this book, because it seemed to me that he would recognize that she had some feelings about how he carried himself and the things that he did, right? She had some feelings about it. And then, of course, he would take it and then turn it upon himself as if there was something wrong with him. I noticed that several times through this, listening to this book or listening to this audio book, that she would say things and do things, or say things, excuse me, that were a reaction to whatever he was doing, and he would turn it on himself as something that he needed to fix. Now, I will tell you that most of us males, alpha males, or whatever toxic masculinity sector you want to put us in, most of us would think of this in a way like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, your feelings don't mean truth, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're right because you are the woman. And I think that that lends itself to something else. And that's if I decide to ever do a podcast about men and women's relationships and how men are relegated to second-class citizenship and labeled as toxically masculine, I'll talk about that at some other time, especially when it comes to black males. But again, I digress. But I noticed that a lot of the time when Will was talking about his relationship with her, it always tended to lean toward whatever her feelings were. That was the gospel, and he would say that there was something about himself that was a failure, and I didn't see it that way. I'm listening to this book and I'm screaming in my car like, are you shitting me? Are you kidding me? In the book, and I'm not going to give away too many spoilers at all, he does something for one of her birthdays that's so over the top because he has the means to do it. The you know, money-wise and influential in an influential way, he has the means to give her these huge, exorbitant gestures, and she shit right on them for whatever altruistic mindset that she had. And it becomes a practice, in my opinion, of, and I said it earlier, emotional terrorism, where this guy, no matter what he does, he has to discard whatever personality or whatever, I don't know, and I think the word is personality. I'm not going to try to expound too much on that. Whatever personality trait he has and wants, he's got to throw that away for every little nuance of her emotional makeup. And anything that deviates from that, he's punished for it. And so he didn't give a whole, like, more than, he didn't give a whole lot more. I mean, he got into it as much as I guess he was comfortable getting into it. So I don't know them personally. You know, I'm nobody, but according to that world. But I will say that I think that Jada Pinkett is one of those females that feels that every nuance of her being should be coddled to. Every nuance of her being she would follow every path of least resistance. And if you become a resistance to her, you get punished for that. I kind of believe that as I listen to this audiobook, that she's open to having open relationships. And I could be mistaken. Will is not open to that. But because he loves her so much, that's something that he would entertain. So we understand she had some sort of entanglement with some R&B singer back in the day. And we saw the video of how he looked thereafter, that he seemed like a very deconstructed person. And for all of his accolades and the things that he's done in his life, to see him in that way, it kind of gave me visions of Robin Givens and Mike Tyson, where you have someone who's basically deconstructed a powerhouse for some odd reason, deconstructed and emasculated a man that is a titan, a Samson and Delilah type of situation, where you've given up the most masculine and best part of yourself to entertain something that's lesser than you. And I saw that, and I felt that as I listened to this audiobook. And then you fast forward to tonight, where I watched this thing happen, that this man got up on national, probably one of the most watched broadcasts of the year, and go slap another black man in the face because this other black man said something about her bald head. And he will do anything to get in her good graces. He will do anything to get in her good graces. And that means assault another black man on national television. I put all of this on Jada. I put all of this on Jada Pinkett Smith. And we can talk about what their relationship means to them personally. If they're okay with what they're doing, that's okay. But I don't, in my personal opinion, and this is just me making a podcast in Ogden, Utah on the 27th of March. Is it the 27th? I don't even know what day it is, actually. 2022. that Will Smith is under some duress with this lady, and he would go to the extent of slapping another grown man on national TV for making fun of her bald head. And somehow he thinks that's gonna put him in good graces with her. And I can tell you, based on all of the information that I've had to ingest about those two over the last 2 years, it ain't gonna mean a damn thing. It ain't gonna mean a damn thing to an emotional terrorist. I don't know. It seems like Jada Pinkett has something going about her that drives men bananas. I mean, she's been linked to Tupac. She's been linked to August Alsina. I mean, he's kind of a B-list celebrity. Arguably the biggest star in Hollywood. And she's broken them down. Whatever that means. And this man loves her so much for some reason that he would go up and slap another comedian for making jokes about her bald head. He's so in tune with her discomfort that it makes him an assailant? It's obvious to me that this is not a healthy relationship. Not at all. Not at all. The best case scenario for him would have been to look at her, talk to her, even if you got up and said something in her ear, and then post winning the Oscar, because he did win the Oscar for King Richard, address it. You can address it. And it would have been more powerful. Nah, I ain't gonna say more powerful. It would have been more palatable to address the what am I trying to say? The tone deaf joke about your wife's alopecia. It would have been tone deaf. If that's the case, if it was about alopecia, I don't know. But it would have been better to address it during a presser, or the after action presser, than to get up and assault Chris Rock. Hell, they could have arrested him on the spot. I mean, honestly, dude. Honestly. I think Will Smith he's a great, great entertainer. He's a great actor. He's proven that he's you know, one of the best we've had. But I think you know. And if he doesn't know, he should know by now. There's something very unhealthy about Jada Pinkett, and very unhealthy about that relationship. It's almost Kardashian-like. And he just continues to stick with it. And I'm sure she doesn't give a shit. I'm sure he'll be chastised about that as well. So, that's what I had to bring voice to. Listen, guys, as much as we love our significant others, as much as we want to protect them, be situationally aware of if you're dealing with an emotional terrorist, get away from them. Stop dealing with them. Because we see in the news all the time where women come up murdered, women come up missing, or when you have guys that are, you know, or women that are actually having men murdered. I don't know. But the issue is, if you're dealing with an emotional terrorist, and you know, those of you out there who are dealing with them, you know what you're dealing with. You need to get away from it. You need to step back and understand that your irrational behavior, your obsessive behaviors, your depression, and this, they don't care. They don't care. Because you're supposed to do that kind of stuff, according to them. You're supposed to put away your dreams and worship them like idols. You're supposed to put their feelings before everything else. And that's sad. It's sad. It's a sad situation. And some of us will go to lengths that we shouldn't in trying to keep these people appeased. So I had to speak on that today. I didn't go very biblical on it. There's plenty of scriptures that would fit this, but I didn't go into it today, but I wanted to address that today. So, hey, I got prayers for Will Smith. I even got prayers for Jada Pinkett, as long as she plays her position and stops. Obviously, making this man's life miserable emotionally. Read the book. I would tell anybody to read that book and figure it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. So, with that being said, I'm done. You guys have a great week, and I'll see you on the flip side. 1.